Yeah. Hi, this is Gina with Family First Care.
Hi, my name is Erin. I'm a social worker at St. Luke's Upper Bucks campus. I was just calling in regards to Maxine Gorrell. I had spoken with Sarah. Okay. So you were aware.
Uh-huh. All right.
What did you say your name was again?
Okay, so my name is Dina. Yeah, so the last we heard is that she was trying to get discharged from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, so going to go home with home. Yeah, and then also, but that her insurance is going to be changing on the 1st, and you guys didn't know about the off, or, like, you'd have to get a new off for her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what her insurance changed to?
She informed us that it changed to PA Health and Wellness.
PA Health and Wellness. And do you have, like, a number or, like, her...
So we don't have a service coordinator yet from the new insurance, but we do have the number to the insurance, and that number would be 844-626-6813.
Okay. Do you have her, like, group or subscriber ID or group number?
No, but it's when you give her information, they'll direct you to the right person.
Okay. And so she has PA Health and Wellness and Keystone First, or does she have Aetna and then PA Health? Like, how is this working for her?
So she has, she has PA Health and Wellness effective yesterday, the 1st of March. And before that, she had Keystone. So her Keystone,
So she has Aetna and then she'll have PA Health and Wellness. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Aetna and PA Health and Wellness. Okay, perfect. And then, so if she wants to go home, like, you guys are working on getting that off established and then finding caregivers, how long will that take?
So
just that we know a discharge time frame.
Yeah, so currently we have two caregivers onboarding. So we should be able to cover most, if not all, of the hours that she's approved for. I believe it's 119. So we'll be ready with a couple days of advance notice just to help help the caregivers finish their paperwork, but there shouldn't be any delays in our part.
Well, she was ready for discharge on Friday, so when do you think, realistically, because I can let the doctors know just so that we can kind of coordinate.
So if we can get the authorization by Thursday, we'd be ready then?
No, I mean, she was ready this past Friday, so she's already ready, cleared for discharge.
Right. Okay, so we just need the authorization, or we need to know the authorization is confirmed that it's coming before we can start. But,
that's something that you guys work on with the authorization?
Yeah, so it may take some extra time, being that she just chose to switch insurances now. Because once they switch insurances, sometimes they require for the service coordinator to come down and do an assessment. So it won't be delayed too much, but we'll get in touch with PA Health and Wellness to find out.
Okay, so it could be, like, as early or earliest, probably Friday, is what you're thinking.
So, yes, probably as early as Friday, if not later. But, again, I'd have to first speak with PA Health and Wellness before knowing that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for all of that. And I know her last service coordinator was Yvonne Andrews, so that's going to change.
Yeah.
Then, because she doesn't have Keystone First. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And can I have your name again?
It's Erin Young. I work per diem, so I'm not necessarily going to be here. Well, I'm working tomorrow, but I don't know which hospital I'm working at, so I probably won't be following, but I'll leave, like, the number for Family First in my notes so they know to follow up with you guys on coordinating off.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you for answering all. I just had a lot of questions about it, so I really appreciate you answering this.
Sure, no problem. You have a good one.
All right. Yep. Thank you. All right.